Good morning. If you're listening, you made it to Monday. Our political observer, Alan Chartok, with us. And if you haven't heard, sad news to bring to you. Alan, of course, Paul Elisha has died, beloved at WAMC, not only by us here in the family of WAMC, but all who listen to his commentary, his poetry, and of course, as many have said, including you, a true Renaissance man.
Well put, David. This was a man who really just added so much gravitas and decency to his comments. He was never bellicose, but he was sure that the kind of philosophy that he espoused was fundamental to the American experience. And in fact, if you listen to Paul Elisha on a regular basis, you know that he could really think. He came to me in the very beginning, what seems like 1,000 years ago, and said that he'd like to do commentary. And that's after he had been the head of Common Cause and had been a major official in the Department of Mental Hygiene. And of course, I jumped at the chance and said yes. And that's how he ended up being with us and for all these years. And so, you know, he's going to be very, very missed.
You'll have a chance at 11 a.m. during the roundtable to hear your interview a few years ago that includes things like his World War II service.
Yeah, you know, David, I think fundamental to his understanding of what the world was what happened to him in the Second World War. I mean, he really was in the thick of it and talked to us about it. And when he made preparations for his internment, he wanted to be interned in the Veterans Cemetery at Saratoga. And in order to understand a guy like this, you have to understand how hard he fought for American values in that Second World War, and he didn't want to see them dissipated later in life.
Again, Paul Elisha has died. You can hear an hour-long interview that Alan did with Paul at 11 a.m. this morning right here on WAMC, and I'm sure you'll have some more things to talk about during the panel this morning, Alan. Well, let's turn to the presidential race. How about this? GOP candidate Donald Trump says he would push to end birthright citizenship for the children of undocumented immigrants living in the U.S.
They got to go, he says, and he wants them out of here. You know, this is the kind of jingoism and the kind of rhetoric that is exactly opposite to what so many great Americans have pushed for and what has made America great. You got 12 million people who are here without the appropriate legal sanction. And he is a guy who would say, put them all on a plane and send them back and put fear into all of their children and everybody who's here and who hasn't known anything else. This is a guy who really bears some watching.
In the country that we are watching as well, with the president of China set to make a state visit next month and a headline in the New York Times today that the Obama administration is warning Beijing about covert agents operating in the U.S.
It's really discouraging. I mean, when you see what they're doing, they're basically blackmailing people who are here in this country and telling them that they have to go back to China and live under that oppressive, you know, one-party dictatorship, which is what it is. And, you know, the thing about dictatorships, and I've said it before, and it is so clear to me, that they can do anything they want. There's nobody who's going to get in their face. There's nobody who's going to say, you're doing the wrong thing. If you do say that, you go to jail. This is something that we just have to be very much aware of, because the United States has always competed with those kinds of regimes. Look, we have our own problems here, but believe me, they don't amount to a hill of beans compared to the kind of oppression that you get in a state like China.
Speaking of here, Alan, from Reach Out and Touch Someone to Reach Out and Spy on Everyone, AT&T helped U.S. spy on internet on a vast scale.
Couldn't wait to do it. Did more than Verizon or anybody else. You know, just wanted to be cooperative from the first moment. And when asked about this, they said in typical fashion, we never comment on national security issues. Can you believe it?
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan.
Welcome.